suit was fashionable about 5 years ago.
Oh, you really are a sad creature, aren't you, Lenny? If you can't think of something first, you just gotta run it down. Come on, let's play. You have to shake the start. Here goes. Five.
Oh. Six.
Oh, no, no, that's on an angle, isn't it, you see? It's on an angle, Lenny. You have to roll it again.
Six.
You played this before, haven't you? Still, it doesn't matter who starts, I'm still going to thrash you. Right, come on. Right, politics.
You're glitching. Why don't we go out for just one little non-alcoholic drinking?
Like what?
Vodka.
Eddie, vodka frenzy is even more destructive than lager frenzy.
I don't know, the bombs are a lot clearer. It's easier to wash out of your sheets.
Well, it shouldn't make all that much difference to you anyway. You haven't washed your sheets since 1978. Then you only put them in the lab with a bar of soap and flashed it a couple of times. Now, come on, are we going to play this game or not?
Right. Well, ask me that question.
Stop looking.
I'm not looking.
Yes, you are looking.
I'm not.
You're looking in my lampshade and then you're seeing it reflected off my eyeballs because they're so sparkly.
Sounds like a cue for a gag about sparkly balls.
Not if you ever want to work again. Right, now, come on, let's play and stop cheating.
I'm not cheating. I don't need to cheat to be you.
Ooh. Well, in that case, perhaps you wouldn't mind turning your back while I read the question.
All right, then.
Great.
You seem to be taking an awfully long time to read me my question, Richie.
Yeah, there's just one or two long, complicated words, Eddie. I'll be with you in a tick.
Oh, dear. How very, very sad. Richie, what have we got above our mantelpiece?
Eamon Andrews.
A mirror. And what do I see reflected in that mirror?
Either Sharples, brilliant.
The pathetic side of the man who once did the continuity links on TVS reduced to grubby cheating to get the better of his half-drunk mind. And this, if you don't mind my saying so, is Thatcher's Britain.
Algeria and the Bee Gees.
It's of no importance, Richie. I shall simply take the questions from the other end of the box. Now, presuming I can see nothing of interest in your sparkling balls, perhaps you would like to read me my question.
Right, here goes. The first question of the game. Da, 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 da! Right. Here goes. Oh, God, this is easy. Blimey, this is a bit too easy, actually. No, really, I don't think it's fair. This is so easy.
Look, just ask me the question.
All right, then. But it's not really fair. I mean, really, really, it's too easy. I mean, it really is too easy, really, isn't it? I mean, it's not fair, really. I mean, you've had all the easy questions, and I've had all the really hard questions. I could have won by now if I'd had your questions. I don't think it's fair at all. Really, I mean, honestly, it's just not fair. I mean, and anyway, you probably know all the answers by now because you've played the game so often.
For those of you who have never played Trivial Pursuit, the producer wishes me to assure you that this is exactly what it's like, and it's actually a brilliantly well-observed gag.
Eddie, shut up. Our audience are very sophisticated. They all play Triv.
Richard, in order to play Triv, you have to be able to read, which I'm afraid counts all on out from the start.
Eddie! Oh, look, are we going to play this game or not?
Well, ask me the bloody question!
All right, all right. God, it's so easy.
Oh, God.
Here it is. Who was the last Labour Prime Minister of Britain? And if you don't get this, you're an idiot.
Callaghan.
Be a bit more specific.
James Callaghan.
Can you give me a little bit more?
Richie, there is no more. That is the answer. That is the answer.
Yes, well, we have to go by what it says on the card, don't we?
All right, I'll give up.
Great, my turn.
James Callaghan. It says on the card, James Callaghan.
Yes, it says James Callaghan, full stop, doesn't it? Callaghan, full stop. What? Damn. Oh, no, great. Show me, it's a big category question. Ah, it's my go!
Was the star and director of the Rocky and Rambo films?
Oh, now I know this. Now I know this. Oh, no. Don't tell me.
I'm not going to.
It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And don't say, what was the question again?
the star and director of the Rocky and Rambo films.
Got it. Tommy. It is. It is. The car must be wrong. It's definitely Tommy.
It's Sylvester
Stallone, of course. Did you know I knew that one? No, I didn't know.
Yeah, well, you didn't say it.
Yeah, but I knew it all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
I knew
it.
Rest in peace, Rick. Oh, one of my comedy heroes.